This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I was up all night last night. I was up so long that I was looking online to find out how long insomnia lasts after open-heart surgery. Now, I should be outside of that window. So if it seems like I'm a little goofy this evening, it's probably because I'm a little goofy. But going to be joined by James Yeager, June the 9th. I'm going to be taking his defensive, his fighting pistol class, excuse me, fighting pistol is what he calls it. I and Rob Morse are going to meet up and do that one. And we're going to talk about the preparation for that and the value of training. That's coming up in the next hour. Only recently has the Donald been able to piece things together within his administration. And that is due in part largely to the fact that he hired General John Kelly to come in as his chief of staff. From that, he got the discipline that he needed. And that has helped turn his vision into a very conservative run of achievements, the most conservative since Ronald Reagan. And of course, that has to be stopped. Because right now, the left and the Frito-Cons, they are in a panic. So Kelly's got to go. He's got to go. And to do that, they have to change the subject. So they've decided to lie about this Gold Star father and military hero and try to use his own honor as a weapon to get him to quit or maybe bamboozle Trump into firing him. Now, not too long ago, they were pretending to respect Gold Star fathers and military heroes, and that was baloney. As is everything else that drips out of their lying kale holes. One might expect more of the Quisling cons, but the real focus for these conservative ink saps is getting back on their pathetic sinecures in the Beltway milieu. They babble on endlessly about principles, but when you cut through their endless posturing and posing and smarmy virtue signaling, their principles are disposable whenever disposing of them helps get them what they want. This time their scam involves Rob Porter, who has been credibly accused of beating up his ex-wives. Credibly accused is the new, it's apparently the new standard for the true conservative, since the principle of having to actually prove someone guilty of something in a neutral form, where all sides get to provide their evidence and arguments, is no longer really a thing. Except it actually is a thing. And shame on you guys for going along with this cheap witch huntery if you are. Yes, Mr. Porter's ex-wives accuse him of various abuses, which, if true, would make him a terrible person and a criminal. And they are serious charges. But Rob Porter denies them completely and without reservation. He has worked with many people for years who have never seen any indication of any of this activity. They have actually seen the opposite. So who are you going to believe? I remember watching one time some swearing in that was going on in a courtroom. And one of the things is one of the things they tell you if you're a new lawyer there, and I only know this secondhand because, after all, I'm not a lawyer. Don't become one of those bracka frackin' rack out of L.A. lawyers. Well, if you're in California and you're practicing law right now, you probably can't work. That's not the part you need to worry about. But the second bit of advice is, and that was that everybody lies. And that's pretty cynical, but it's also true. Criminals lie, cops lie, kids lie, business people lie, wives lie, husbands lie. Not all the time and not every time, but there is no category of people that never lies. In every case, there's always two sides, and at least one party's story is untrue. So the question becomes, who's lying here? Is it the ex-wives or Porter? Or maybe you feel comfortable crucifying those who choose to believe Porter's denials based on their knowledge of him, merely because he was accused. I would expect that from the left, but this is now somehow conservatism. And if that is what it is, you can count me out. Here's the issue that his White House co-workers faced. Exes lie about each other and make up abuse claims all the time. And that may or may not be happening here, but it's not unreasonable to take that into account when being asked to blackball a co-worker who has demonstrated zero tendency toward these kind of activities in the entire time that you worked with him. There was apparently a police report, but no charges, and this case has not been adjudicated in what used to be where we, you know, where you would go and actually try a case to the court. I guess the new courtroom is social media. Hashtag off with his head. Cue the liars to sit there and accuse people like me of somehow defending spousal abuse simply because I dare to point out the perspective of Porter's co-workers and stand up for due process. Very predictable, very lame, and it was not a cut-and-dried perspective. Yeah, there was a restraining order, but that is typically an ex parte proceeding, a proceeding where the restrained party does not appear and offer his side of the story, and the evidentiary standard is very low, as it should be. You know, judges issue these all the time. It's not supposed to ruin somebody's lives because it doesn't adjudicate anything when you get one of these out there. Another White House staffer, David Sorensen, resigned after he was accused by an ex of abuse. Except he says she abused him. When you speak to sources out there, the sources in this case believes David. According to the WAPO, so does her bridesmaid and Sorensen's first wife, and so did his ex when she denied being abused during the divorce proceedings. But regardless, I thought we believed the victims. Now, wait a minute. Is that true only if their plumbing is correct and if they help create a narrative that undercuts Trump? To quote Ray Donovan, where does he go to get his reputation back? Or is David Sorensen just another example of acceptable collateral damage in the leftist and conservative fraud campaign to destroy Trump and get their power and prestige back? Which you're never going to get back, by the way. So pardon me if I'm spoiling the lynch party here, but I'm sort of an old school kind of guy. I think if you want to punish someone, you need to prove your charges in a forum where the accused gets to tell his side of the story. And if that gets in the way of your short-term partisan advantage, well, there's a reason the Lady of Justice is blind. And I'm committed to that blind justice, no matter how uncool and inconvenient you think it is. Except that this has nothing to do with justice. This manufactured outrage of a reporter is a perversion of the right of due process into one where credible accusations, and they are always credible if they help the leftist or the Frito-Con agenda, are enough to trash third-party political opponents who refuse to play along. This whole uproar is designed not to deal with Porter, who... nobody's heard of him before the media needed to change the subject last week, but to try to stop Trump's momentum. They want Kelly out because it will hurt Trump and his administration and bring chaos back to the White House. They want that so desperately. They don't care about you beating up on women. They all voted for president. You better put some ice on that and his abuse enabler wife. And they could allegedly, nor could allegedly spousal abusing Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown and Tom Carper be reached for comment, which is sad because Brown denies his ex's claims. Carper admits slapping his wife. So they ought to at least be man enough to stand up and say that Rob Porter and David Sorensen deserves a chance to give their sides to their stories, but nah. They want Kelly gone because if Kelly goes, they think Trump goes down. They conveniently forget that Trump hired Kelly. That's a very pivotal part of all of that. But, you know. Anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. I have got the busy throat. I have got the worst throat. And you can tell how nice a young man Mackenzie is because he's not groaning out loud every time I open my face. Thank you. To say that our culture has gone to hell in a handbasket is sort of like saying the sun is hot. every day. Sometimes it seems like every hour. There's a new example that's enough to make you want to pack up and leave the country. And in the past few weeks, it seems like that handbasket is speeding up. In the political world, which shockingly isn't remotely close to the worst parts of what is happening in the country right now, things keep finding new and creative ways to devolve into the absurd. The latest example is the story of how the National Security Agency wasted $100,000 of our tax dollars trying to buy compromising information from an alleged Russian agent about President Trump. The information didn't exist, the money did, but the details of what was supposed to be are straight out of Congressman Adam Schiff's dreams. But we're not talking about politics right now. And the current political climate is what grows out of what the culture as a whole has become. And while every generation undoubtedly has valid complaints about the pop culture of their time, there is no way, even in the era of bell bottoms and pet rocks, that pop culture at the time was as dumb as it is today. People are filming themselves eating laundry detergent and then posting the video online because being stupid for attention is now something people aspire to be. Now, if you're dumb enough to eat poison, probably the gene pool is not going to notice that you're not there anymore. And that may seem harsh, and I fully intend for it to be harsh. Tide Pods are not something that you bite into. They would be in a different section of the grocery store. Yeah, they'd be with the candy. Yeah, I know they're pretty. And when I say what I say about the gene pool not caring if you're gone, I'm saying that with contempt. Second, states are now considering legislation to make Tide Pods less delicious looking. Now, if you are an adult, or if you're old enough to know, you shouldn't eat laundry detergent and still choose to do it because it has bright colors, you're probably going to be killed making out with a light socket or taking a nap in traffic. This is the kind of dumb that is lucky breathing is a reflex because they forget the type of stupid Velcro shoes were created for. If you are a Tide Pod challenger and I just offended you, okie doke. Then again, I don't think too many of those people would actually listen to this show. Speaking of stupid people posting a video online, and I'm on YouTube, and I'm glad I'm not a young YouTuber. Because then I might be compared, well, no, I'm not going to be compared with him because I'm nowhere near as big as he is. But anyway, there's YouTube celebrity Logan Paul. He posted a video of a Japanese man who'd hung himself and mocked him, which was dumb, and he called all kinds of hell for it, and he apologized. Then he posted a video of him telling his subscribers to engage in the Tide Pod Challenge, and another of him using a taser on a dead rat. Another of him trying to resuscitate a dying fish. Now that's a whole lot of stupid to be unpacking there, and it's coming off from one source. And, you know, the fact that there's such a thing as a YouTube celebrity, in a lot of ways, that maybe society does need to collapse. And two, it's unlikely that people who wait with bated breath for the next Logan Paul video do so in between filling out Ivy League college applications. So they're probably already checking out the snacks in the laundry room. And then three, when your world comes crushing down on you for being flippant about a dead body, you probably want to stay away from dead things and not be seen engaging in the desecration of any living or formerly living thing. The worst part of it, and I am loath to say I have a lot of professional envy, his idiotic videos were raking in $1.2 million per month from ads embedded in them by Google. And like I said, maybe society does deserve to collapse. Now, not to be outdone, the news service Reuters, which this, you know, I had to look this up. I had not heard of this. They actually published a piece wondering if there's a glass ceiling in dog shows. Because male dogs apparently win twice as often as female dogs. According to people with far too much time on their hands and apparently a desire to check out the undercarriage of dog show dogs. Then there's the college identity obsession making its way around the working world. One of the simple joys of living in a time of the social justice warrior is the idea that these pampered puppies will be smacked across the nose after graduation with the rolled up newspaper of life when they eventually find a job and realize their degree in patriarchal oppression with a minor in drum circling isn't going to be marketable, and no one in the office cares about their feelings. They're there to work, not to emote. But like crabs at a brothel, their stupidity is spreading everywhere, including the working world. According to an article in New York Magazine, many media organizations now have various private imitation-only Slack groups among their staffers, and they are often self-segregated into various gender and racial categories along classic campus safe space lines. No men are allowed in women's Slack, no NPOs, no non-POCs in the people of color Slack, and so on. Don't worry. Normal people aren't being impacted by this yet. There aren't going to be safe spaces in factories anytime soon, but probably eventually if that part isn't stopped. And then there's the liberal excitement about the Black Panther movie, which I haven't seen. The Marvel movies are very good, but some people are too excited, too stupid excited. This is a comic book movie, but according to Bolt Salon, Black Panther is the first blockbuster format release featuring a black hero front and center. That's true if you ignore the scores of other blockbusters with a black hero front and center. That Salon would try to hijack something popular is not surprising. They need clicks. Ever heard of Blade, by the way? That was a Marvel comic book, and it starred Wesley Snipes. Front and center. And they made three of those. NBC News Black, because news has a race now, you know. Posted an interview with one of the actors in the movie proclaiming the movie set in a fictional African country will prove to the colonists that if they had not interfered with Africa, we'd be so far advanced. Well, okay. I could play that stupid game too, but I'm not going to. Not going to go down that way. I guess they're going to say that the fictional country, which is about a fictional person, is so much better because it was never colonized. Because it was fictional. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I want you to dig, if you will, a picture of legislation and the way it comes about, okay? In the world of politics, what legislation is called, unfortunately, may matter more than what it's intended to do. So let's look at health care, for example. Everybody wants health care to be affordable. So if you name a bill, the Affordable Health Care Act, some people are just going to jump all over that one. Because who wants to be against affordable health care? So it is with hate crimes. On its surface, the term hate crime suggests that it is criminal to hate. And therefore, what right-thinking person would oppose a bill targeting hate? In fact, anyone opposed to any bill called hate crimes should prepare to be accused of bigotry, racism, and the like. But I believe Americans will dig beyond the surface of what a bill is called and focus on what a bill is intended to fix. And as Shakespeare said, what's in a name? Well, no matter what you call it, hate is a horrible thing. Unquestionably, we need to care less of it. But it is something, you know, is it something we should try to legislate? Hate is an emotion. It's a belief, a thought. And although we can agree that hate is wrong and should be roundly discouraged, it has not been our nation's practice to criminalize thought. Now, our Constitution protects everyone's right to think, believe, and generally speak without fear of prosecution. We are even or perhaps especially free to share thoughts that may be unpopular or disagreeable. Criminal statutes are designed to address wrongful conduct. Action taken by one person against another that infringes upon the other's freedoms. Our laws prohibit doing something bad. They do not prohibit thinking something bad. So hate crimes legislation that focuses on criminalizing hateful belief speech or thought, while very well intended, are inconsistent with our existing standard for establishing criminal behavior. Now, what about that hate that leads to or inspires harmful behavior? What of wrongful conduct that is a manifestation of hate? Burning a cross is not just trespass and mischief. Spray painting racial epithets is not just vandalism or defacing property. These acts are the very manifestation of hate. They are symbols historically used to send a broader message. And that message, well, that message is that violence is on the way. It is a purposeful message to intimidate and terrorize their target. Manifestations of hate that amount to wrongful actions deserve to be prohibited by law. So hate can often ignite into nasty conduct. And when it does, victims of this conduct often suffer both physically and emotionally. Now, certainly it is worth considering the law's place in guarding against conduct born of hate. But should some groups receive greater protection from hateful conduct than others? Designating specific groups to be protected necessarily implies the existence of other groups that are not. And although you might argue that certain groups merit protection over others, that argument oddly contradicts the very essence of equality that such protection is intended to ensure. The protected class of race was established to guard against discriminatory practices that historically impacted black America. But discriminating against someone solely because they are white is just as much a violation of the protected class of race, regardless that whites have not been determined to be the victims of long-term pattern or of a long-term pattern of discrimination. Now, in Indiana, of all places, policymakers have extended protected class statutes or status to groups like felons and smokers, suggesting that the list of groups to single out could be limitless. Worse yet is that somebody gets to pick out who's okay to hate and who is not. Any group with an identifiable characteristic should qualify for protection. Black people, white people, Asians, men, women, children, gays, lesbians, transgenders, heterosexuals, as well as police, military, Jews, Catholics, Muslims, blondes, redheads, men with freckles, EIEIO. Maybe we should stop making lists altogether. If it is appropriate to prohibit hateful conduct aimed at any group, then it is appropriate to prohibit hateful conduct aimed at all groups. If we are to criminalize hateful conduct, then we cannot condemn hateful conduct against some and ignore hateful conduct against others. Our law may never be able to prevent people from harboring within their hearts hatred for other human beings, but our laws always can and should offer equal protection to all people from injury and intimidation and threats and property crimes committed by anybody who would wish to do them harm. Without a doubt, that is the way it should be. Now then, recently there was a moment at MSNBC that it must have been great to have been there. I wish I was there. And here's what happened. Jim Messina, a former campaign worker for Barack Obama, apparently isn't one to mince words. And during an appearance on Friday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, he spoke about the irrelevance of public polls so early in an election year, according to Mediate. Then he underscored the point to host Joe Scarborough. "Joe, you know how I feel about public polls," he said. "I think all public pollsters should be shot." Wow. He also said there were other more important yardsticks at this point to determine a candidate's viability. He may have been joking. Well, I think he was joking. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Messina. I don't think he was threatening pollsters. But it raises two important points here. What if President-elect Trump had said the same thing about all the pollsters who got his election wrong? He had a good case since the so-called experts were giving Mrs. Clinton the election for weeks. And what if Roy Moore or anyone else had said something like that? Now, my point is that any GOP candidate, as much of a squish as they might be, or politician who said anything about killing pollsters would have been fried in the media. CNN would probably be doing segments about our political rhetoric. MSNBC would be doing interviews with victims of crime claiming that the Republican words were insensitive and just further evidence of the NRA's hold on the party. CNN is getting very tame, if any kind of coverage, compared with anything that I or you or anybody else might say. But I just found that, you know, was that, I've heard, what's his name, Chris Matthews, I've heard him get out there and refer to mass shootings as Second Amendment remedies in the past. And he makes out like this is the, you know, this is the Second Amendment in use, being used to kill innocent people. And I wonder if he would look at this and say, oh, another Second Amendment remedy. But it's coming from your side, sir. It's coming from your side. So I don't know how that would... I don't know how that would play out, nor do I care. That's the best part of it. Nor do I care. Anyway. I just found that amusing when I read that, because normally you don't see that out there. You don't see that out there, so... Coming from that side, and that's just honesty. All of these pollsters, they're not giving you any sort of a non-biased yardstick to measure anything. They're trying to change your mind. And Messina gets it right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Tactical Instructor, the MFCEO of Tactical Response, because I'm going to go become one of the alumni in June. And we're going to talk about the fighting pistol class and just generally taking training. And we're also going to talk about what it takes to actually go take the training class. That's a I think that's a pretty important thing to consider. Yeah. Well, that's not even moving. Anyway, in a more sobering moment, former Attorney General Eric Holder is saying he is considering running for president. Now, if he were elected, we may have more than our Second Amendment rights at stake. long before he was Attorney General, he was, he was targeting the Second Amendment as the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, Deputy Attorney General, and in private practice. He compared exercising our Second Amendment rights to smoking cigarettes. He said there was a need to brainwash people against the Second Amendment. He tried to uphold the District of Columbia's handgun ban. But his time as an Attorney General is what ought to raise the bigger questions. The really big questions. Those questions, yeah. We're not just talking about Operation Fast and Furious here, although that is bad in and of itself. His effort to whitewash that scandal shows a great degree of moral arrogance and such certainty of his own rectitude that he is above being questioned, especially by those who don't agree with him on issues like gun control. His defiance led him to being cited for contempt of Congress, the first cabinet-level official to achieve that dubious distinction. That's really a really bad... That's a bad combination of character traits for a president to have. What is worse is Operation Choke Point. That was the Justice Department under Holder teaming up with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to pressure banks into not doing business with a number of legal businesses that were somehow deemed to be at risk for fraud and money laundering. And somehow businesses that help people exercise their Second Amendment rights, selling guns and ammunition, for example, ended up on that list too. So whether it was covering up the incompetence at best at the ATF that got Customs and Border Patrol agent Brian Terry killed, or coordinating the abusive choke point, what is worse is his criticism of the Justice Department settling cases with Tea Party groups that Lois Lerner used her power to try to squelch. He whitewashed that abuse of power by the IRS for Obama, and his comments about the settlements are no less than a green light for an army of Lois Lerners to target the First Amendment rights of those seeking to defend the Second Amendment with intrusive demands for documents. But it goes further than that. As part of the IRS abuse of Tea Party groups, the Justice Department, while under Holder, improperly received 1.25 million pages of tax documents as Lerner met with FBI and DOJ officials to discuss pursuing criminal cases against certain groups. The crime, you might ask, expressing opposition to then-President Barack Obama's agenda. It was part and parcel of an attempt by bureaucrats to circumvent the Citizens United ruling, given that Holder's Justice Department argued they had the right to ban books or movies if they advocated for the election of or defeat of a political candidate. We should be frightened that Citizens United was only a 5-4 ruling. In 1999, then Representative Barney Frank, who hasn't been good on the Second Amendment, admitted to the Washington Post after the NRA beat back an effort to wipe out gun shows that the NRA did the best job of any group in lobbying members and practiced just good straight democracy. In essence, we were using our First Amendment right to defend the Second Amendment. In the past, Democrats have tried to outlaw talk radio, muzzle other conservative media outlets, and Democrat Attorney Generals and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse have sought criminal charges against so-called climate change deniers. And Holder has gone beyond all of that. He actively argued for giving the government power to silence certain voices before an election. He whitewashed and covered up for those who abused their power against Obama's political appointments. The prospect of him as president of the United States should frighten any support of the Second Amendment, or for that matter, of the Constitution. Every one of us should be just sitting back there going, "Gah, I don't even want to think about this one." I don't even want to think about this one. Yeah. But there it is. It's just right there, waiting for every one of us to sit back and consider. Yeah. In New York City, the New York Police Commissioner is, well, first things first, we know that more guns equal less crime. It may seem a little counterintuitive. And do you recognize that when people are counting guns, they're only counting guns owned by law-abiding people, not the criminals? Those guns won't just be ignored in counts, but they also won't be confiscated anytime soon either. But a lot of people have never grasped that concept, and one such person is the commissioner of the NYPD. He is a fine guy named James O'Neill. He said it would be insanity for the feds to force one state to recognize another's lax gun laws. And we're talking about national reciprocity here, which maybe he knows something about it. I don't know. I didn't know it was moving. Yeah. They say on 60 Minutes that it's making its way through Congress. It would make gun possession akin to a driver's license. So one state's looser regulations against concealed weapons would be protected in tougher anti-gun states like New York. And O'Neill told 60 Minutes, "I think that's insanity." He said that accidents and suicides, in addition to crime, could skyrocket with more out-of-state guns around town. "Right now, we have a good idea of who's carrying guns. If this law passes, all bets are off. Anybody can come into New York City from any state and carry a gun." Well, Mr. O'Neill, you are seriously deluded, sir. You have no good idea who is carrying anything in New York City. You know who may be legally carrying at most. And yet somehow, those people who are legally carrying never commit any violence, and violence happens in New York City all the time. And I promise you that almost all of those crimes committed by someone carrying a gun are cases when the NYPD is clueless about the criminal having a firearm. And that's just how it works. And only an absolute fool would argue that they have a handle on who's carrying and who isn't. Criminals don't register their guns. They don't apply for permits. They buy illegal guns. They carry them anywhere they can get away with it. And that's pretty much everywhere. And they use them with impunity because they know their victims are unarmed. And they know they exist in what amounts to a free fire zone for them. They're lions that have been dropped in the gazelle cage at the zoo. And the NYPD is clueless as to where they are. He can make whatever case he wants for gun control. But if he thinks he's got a handle on where the guns are, that's all the evidence that you or I should need, that he's not someone who can be taken seriously on this topic. To be fair, you know, we have to remember one thing, that it's not just O'Neill, but about most police honchos out there. While many police officers support the Second Amendment, police chiefs and commissioners tend to be people who are going to mirror the politician thoughts on many topics, the ones who hired them. They're political animals in a police uniform. So for them, particularly those from more urban communities, they don't have a lot of choice but to parrot what their bosses in City Hall are saying. It's either that or unemployment. But that doesn't negate the point that if they believe the nonsense that O'Neill spouted on 60 Minutes, and they've deluded themselves to the point where I have to wonder if they think they ride unicorns to work. Yes. But I did like that part. We know who's got the guns here in New York City, but if all bets will be off. No, you don't. You have no idea where all the guns are in New York City, sir. You know where all the registered ones are, and you know where all the people that have permits are. But you don't know where all the guns are. That is one of the craziest things I've ever heard somebody out there profess to be able to tell someone. So, in any event, there you have that. Now, coming up next, James Yeager's been after me for, gosh, a long time, and I haven't been able to go to one of his classes, primarily because I have been physically unable to do it. That's all about to change. That's coming up in hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.